Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Sam.
And we are joined in studio today by our DW SciTech colleague, Fabian Schmidt.
Hello.
And you're here because we are apparently 6 months into the coronavirus, the novel coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2 outbreak. I say apparently because I've 6 months, what's...
Yeah, what? six months is really the moment where the Chinese authorities admitted or announced that there was a virus, and they basically made it public. The virus was already around a little earlier, and we all know the story that they weren't quite willing to accept it yet, and they were kind of prosecuting some doctors who blew the whistle. But that was 6 months ago was basically the moment where they said yes.
And we may never know when it truly began, patient zero. However, we'll call it 6 months. And Fabian, my first question for you is, what have we learned in 6 months of dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak?
An amazing lot we have learned. I mean, never in history, probably, there was a case in which the genome was deciphered, so to say, or analyzed so quickly. So already in January 21st, the first peer-reviewed article appeared, which had the genome sequencing laid out. So everybody had access to the information from that moment on. And basically, the whole vaccine development, the medical trials could all start at that point. And so the idea what the virus looked like with its spike proteins and its other characteristics, all this came out very early.
And the science has been progressing quite a bit. I think to the public, it feels like it's changing all the time. Can you explain a little bit about this process and how the public should think about the fact that we are learning new things, so yeah, how we deal with the virus changes?
Let's just try to remember how the situation was. In the beginning, we didn't really know much about it. It was considered a lung disease. Nowadays, nobody's really talking about respirators anymore. At that time, at the beginning of this, we found rich people, millionaires or billionaires, buying up respirators from the market for themselves so they would be saved. Soon afterwards came out that it's probably not a good idea to put everybody on respirators and that this is really only the last resort, even in intensive care. So you don't put people on respirators because it turned out that most people who were put on respirators actually died, not probably because of corona, but because of the artificial respiration, which is very strenuous for the lungs. So nowadays people are giving oxygen without artificial respiration, no pressure being put on the lungs, and only in the absolute emergency do people still use respirators. So this is one example where the learning has started, where it's became clear that this is a multi-organ disease and every patient has to be treated differently depending on how his organs are affected by it, because not one is not one size fits all with corona. Each patient reacts differently to it, has different problems. Some people need dialysis. Other people may need a different kind of treatment. And so it's a very individual thing.
And also a lot of new information on it being a vascular disease, almost primarily that it's affecting blood vessels and that we now have to look at every organ, not just the lungs, every organ is potentially being affected by this.
Considering what we've learned in the past 6 months, what do we still need to learn? I mean, there's quite a bit there in terms of treatments and vaccines, but what's on the horizon?
The most important question is the vaccine. So will it work? We know that there's a lot of hope in these mRNA or RNA vaccines. Even so, they have never been really used before. It appears that the first phase one and phase two studies are already showing good results, even so they haven't been fully published yet. But people are very optimistic about it. So hoping that the vaccine will come. What else we need to know is then, you know, if something like that comes, how long is it going to create immunity? We've seen with the first SARS epidemic that once it was gone, it was gone. Now, is there a danger that something will come up again? What about other similar viruses? So these are the things that I think will come in the future as the next questions. Of course, given that we overcome this crisis, because it could still be that we're sitting here next year at the same time and the infection
Talking
rates
about
are just
eight,
as
high. 18 months later.
Yes, 18 months later and the infection rates are just as high.
Fabian, thank you for checking in with us 6 months after the official outbreak of the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
Science Unscripted.